And they should be placed facing the Mizbeach. And the question is, that in itself requires explanation. Why would it be necessary to have the Sanhedrin in the Makom Mikdash facing the Mizbeach at all? What's the connection between these two things? So perhaps, that going back to classic fashion, we find that the building of the Mizbeach is one of the halachas mentioned is, like Sivan HaNesen does this. When you go ahead and you build a Mizbeach, don't cut the stones. You're trying to build a Mizbeach. The construct is of a number of stones put together. What you do is, normally, the natural inclination would be, go ahead, take a knife, take some sort of metal implement, and go ahead and cut stones in a neat, clear form. And then by that, you'll build a sturdy Mizbeach. Yet the Pasuk says quite the opposite. Like Sivan HaNesen does this. Many Rishonim understand this to mean a specific prohibition against using metal, specifically because metal is a tool of war. However, many others understand that the Pasuk with Sivan HaNesen Gazis, the connotation of Gazis is not specifically metal. Gazis means hewn stone, anything precisely cut. And the idea is no matter how we would cut it, if you were to somehow cut it with laser or anything else, that likely would be prescribed as well. Any way to cut stone with precision is something we don't want to have when we come to the Mizbeach. And the question is, why not? L'chayri, trying to build a 30 Mizbeach, build it right, build it like a bench, do it properly. So Rikanti says that the concept of the Mizbeach is when a person, he lives his life, he goes day to day, and he realizes he made a mistake, he wants to be a Karmi Shantos, he wants to come to Hashem, or someone, wherever they're holding in life, be an Adachatos, be a Karmi Noilo, they're lacking in life, they want to rejuvenate, they want to come back to Kadosh Baruch Hu and build a relationship. So they come to Hashem and say, look, I'm holding where I'm holding, I messed up in life, I did something wrong, and now I want to do better. Because when a person comes for a kapara, you don't start asking questions. It's true, you could look at the guy and say, you know, last time you said you were sorry also, and this time are you really so sincere, and this and that, and everything. You know, you start holding a light to all his kindness. You'll see, maybe he's not the most, not the biggest tzaddik, and maybe he's not so sincere. When a person comes and asks for kapara, the foundation of accepting kapara is not to be medactic on a person. And the way to build a mizbeach is precisely, don't build it with precision. Don't come along to be medactic. Build it with something which is not exact. And then say, that's the way it is sometimes in life. It's better not to be exact. And when the person comes and says, I mean well, that's the way to go ahead and be mekabel him. That's as far as the mizbeach. But nice, if you look, there's another place where you find gazis in the Torah, and that is by the Sanhedrin. The room where the Sanhedrin sat was referred to as the lishkas hagazis. There it's quite the opposite. It's a room built with gazis, which is precise stone. The reason for that would stand to reason following these lines. So when it comes to halacha, we know that normally the inclination would be, if you have, you know, a multi-billion-dollar corporation going up against a poor almana, you say, look, you have billions of dollars, she has no money, she feels bad, you know, give in to her and finish. You know, settle out of court and just make her right. Or, you know, do what you can to tilt the din one way. And yet the Torah says quite the opposite. Like I said, Adel Bariva, when it comes to halacha, we have a specific tziva. You're not allowed to show favoritism, you're not allowed to show emotions in halacha. There's a right and a wrong in halacha. And that right cannot be altered, it cannot be changed. Humans can't come along and say, well, in this case, I feel this is right. If there's an absolute truth to the Torah of what's right and what's wrong, that has to carry through in every case. And therefore, dayanim are not allowed to let emotions get involved. And not let her general hergation get involved. So when they sit in court, they have to be very precise, no matter what the case is, they have to block out those emotions and say, look, this is what Torah says is right, and this is what Torah says is wrong. So you have two opposites here. That being the case, it may be that's the reason to put them side by side. On the one hand, the person who comes for kapara, as much as we're going easy on him, we say, look, it's okay, you're serious, you want to be mechaper, that's good enough. He has to remember that halacha isn't like that. Halacha isn't malleable. When, you know, as much as you want a kapara, we'll give it to you. But when you walk away from your kapara and you go further into your future, you have to remember halacha has very specific demands. The contrary effect would be with the Sanhedrin. Sanhedrin, when they see the poor person come in, they're not allowed to show any favoritism. But when they walk out of the Sanhedrin, they have to go ahead and give support to that person. They have to show support for that person. As much as the Shas Din, they can't show any Rachmanus, but they have to remember not to forget that Rachmanus. And maybe that would be a good reason why we have to have two faces with each other.